Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2008. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner, located at booth 101 on the Java 1 Pavilion floor, including mini-talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities. All right, it is 2:30 at the Java.net Community Corner, and our next mini-talk is Dr. Barry Levine speaking about the City of Oakland solar energy promotion. Barry?
Hello, everybody. I'm going to talk about a project that was motivated by the City of Oakland, and they asked us to cooperate with them to develop this project to promote solar energy usage in the city. So I've been leading students for now three terms. Essentially, they're volunteering their time to develop the software to, associated with the project. Oops. So I'll provide a short overview of the project, some motivation, our goals in the project. We'll see a few components that we're talking about, some interesting components. Everything we're doing is open source, and it's on java.net. Some proposed methods for associated with the project, where we're at right now, and some work that needs to be done. So first off, we're partnering with the San Francisco State University has an urban institute where we do community service projects, and that's where this started. The City of Oakland, Scott Wentworth and the Department of the Environment for Oakland approached us to work on the project. And that was about a year and a half ago, and we've been working since. At this point, there's some very major efforts in the Bay Area, and of course elsewhere, to develop solar energy. And we're working with, in addition to Oakland, City of San Jose, San Francisco, Marin. And as soon as we get to a point, which we should get to in a few days, then the National Renewable Energy Labs in Boulder, Colorado is very interested as well. So the idea is to assess and promote solar power opportunities in our communities. Okay, so there are some efforts underway with the cities of San Francisco and Marin as well. Hopefully we'll join efforts. And there are some bigger players in the picture that hopefully will come in after the summers too. So the idea is that the City of Oakland, their interest, their take on this is to determine the solar potential of a property is, first of all, you have to get the capacity, the solar capacity. That means measuring roofs and determining what area in the roof is usable for solar. And then after you find the solar capacity, then you have to do calculations to determine all your rebates. There's federal, state, city rebates. So the complexity is quite large in determining rebates, determining the amortizing costs over some period of years to recover your costs, comparing it to your current expenditures via PG&E. And so we are partnering with PG&E as well to do this. The idea is that the city will survey the properties in Oakland, and if we determine that there is a cost savings, if the owner will move to solar versus what they're currently doing, then the city will send a letter automatically to the building owner and detailing the amortized costs and all of the information that we've obtained, rebates and even leads on installers, solar energy, solar panel installers. So this makes it really simple for property owners. They don't have to think of anything, and we give them all of the information. So, of course, you could see a few slides that everybody is well aware of, the using solar versus other forms of energy, which are very costly in terms of carbon footprint and so on. It's cheaper, especially as we know the price of fuel is increasing dramatically. The idea with installing solar panels is that the sun absorbs, the panels will absorb the energy from the sun, convert it to DC, then there's an inverter put in, and it's put back into the fuse box to power the provide power for the house. Of course, excess could always be shipped back to the power grid. Okay, so we'll talk about, we've talked a little bit of the overview, motivation, how will we promote solar? There's a fear of change, unknown corporate agendas for this. What are the available tools that we're talking about? If you provide a zip code, then maybe you can get an estimate of a system, as you can see here, a 4,000-watt photovoltaic system. The cost to install $2,000, savings $200 per year. This is very rough. And here's an example that you could see. You could see the costs spread out over time without PV, with PV. And these are some of the considerations that you, property owner, will look at. The systems, the costs, the loan life to put in a system, and so on. So these are non-trivial calculations that owners would need to perform. And here's the assumptions you could see. There's the utility, Pacific Core, Pacific Power, whatever. So localization. You could see, again, we have, you go from a zip code, 94132 is San Francisco State University zip code. And then we could get even better than that. Just instead of just providing a zip code, of course, we get some parameters from the zip code, that is the weather patterns, which are important. But then if we could provide an address, then we can zero in much more accurately. This shows you a map, San Francisco solar map. Okay. There's been a collaborative project developed for a prototype that's been developed for City of San Francisco, with the city collaborating with CH2M Hill, which is a major international engineering consulting company. And the prototype they developed is focused on the user, the property owner, where they simply type in their address and all of the information will be presented to them. But you could look in this prototype, you just notice here that the range of solar potential is between 7 and 15 kilowatts. Well, it's very rough. And we have to be much more accurate than that to get reasonable results and reasonable cost estimates and power consumption and so on, power utilization. They've actually, CH2M Hill approached us with some very interesting ideas, and I'll get more into that later. So what are the shortcomings? Proprietary, the CH2M Hill, in fact, I've met with them in terms of collaborating, and their solution, of course, is going to be quite expensive, and they want to sell it worldwide, which stands to reason. My goal is anything that helps promote solar is great. Helps promote alternative energies. That's what I'm concerned with. So if something helps their cause, great. If we could work with the cities, great. But what's been done, the approaches that have already been completed are interfaces are not user-friendly. So if it's not user-friendly and you have a property owner that may not be computer savvy, that won't work. Inaccurate area estimation, like I've just told you with the CH2M Hill effort, and labor-intensive data management. So is SF Solar Map the answer? That was CH2M Hill's solution. So you could see you have the zip code, you have the address that you feed in, then manual database entry. So what happens at this point? If the city's going to aggregate information or if the user has to provide information, can we do better? What are our goals? Okay. One aspect, we are working with geographical information system, GIS, digitized photos. It's like Google Earth, similar to Google Earth, but it's much more precise, much more accurate, because we need the high-res pictures in order to look at the roofs. And Google Earth is nice, but doesn't satisfy that requirement. And so as soon as when I was approached to work on this project by the Scott over at Oakland, and I saw what was happening, I thought, well, this is a great opportunity to automate the process, to take a look at the GIS photos of properties and develop a pattern recognition program to recognize the roofs and determine the solar potential automatically. And that's, in fact, what CH2M Hill's solution does, but I don't. It's proprietary, so we don't know what's happening there. They were going to collaborate with us, but the person that's doing the technology, developing the technology on pattern recognition, is a consultant, and obviously they have their personal financial interests, so that didn't sort out. But we do have an expert in pattern recognition on our faculty who is working with graduate students on this problem. And we're getting some results. We'll have some results soon. Right now, we could recognize roofs, but there's many issues involved in determining the solar potential in terms of just the usable area where you could put solar, and then we have obstructions on the roof, like maybe there's air conditioning units, so you can't put solar there. You need the orientation of the roof towards the sun. That tells you how much solar that you're going to capture. And the slope of the roof, you know, is it flat or is it sloped and orientation and so on. So those are all factors that have to be included to get accurate estimates, as well as the time of year, as well as any shading from nearby houses and so on. So it's not a simple problem. So, but we would like, our goal is to make a smart system that would automate this process. Okay. So it has it'll have social benefit, a public online tool. The focus is focus on the potential of your house. And so if you could simply type in, you know, look at the two options. One is personal, where I type in my address and I get all the information. The other is the city does it, and they just generate letters and send them to the building owners. And then with the personal and with the city motivated, then the issue is what do we do to capture the data? Do we use pattern recognition, which automates part or all of the process, or do we get the people involved in helping determine the usable area on their roof? And what the project, part of the project I'm working on with students is developing the software to assist people working or interns for the city working to capture the data with respect to properties. And this should be very accurate. And it, after all, if it's not accurate, it's useless information. Okay, so what are the methods? Record solar energy capacity of properties in detail, like I mentioned, using GIS maps, high-res resolution maps from flyovers or airplanes. Compute the cost to install solar panels, compute any relevant tax rebates, and amortize the costs. And the sole information gatherers in this. There's some commercial sites that where we provide the information to them and they do all the calculations. I'll talk more about that. We want to compare the amortized cost in relation to non-solar energy requirements, so the traditional forms of energy supply. If there's a savings, then let the building owner know, the property owner know, by generating a letter and sending it to them. And recommending solar installers as well. Just a recommendation. They could use whoever they want, but you know, if they're at a loss as to who could help out with the installation, then we give them some leads. So in the pattern recognition process, where it's an automated process, we want to extract the rooftop from the picture, look at the obstructions on the roof. So if we have the rooftop, say we have a square roof, or a rectangular roof, then we could calculate the area. Then it's not all that area is not usable, because if you're going to install solar, you cannot put it right up to the edge of the roof. People have to be able to walk around the roof to work on the solar panels, whatever. So you have to have an inset automatically. You have to be careful about obstructions like air conditioning units, or maybe there's lights. There's, you know what I mean, the windows up on skylights, right? There's skylights up there. You have to deal with shading issues and so on. And so those are the obstructions. So we have to detect the obstructions as well and subtract off that area from the entire area that we're working with. And that gives us an estimation of the usable area. So where are we? With the pattern recognition, you could see what's happening right now. It segments the roofs, and it's doing a reasonable job of getting a roof and finding the different segments on the roof right now. Future work. There's lots of work that needs to be done in all facets of the project. I'm leading my students, and this is where the project, the open source project, is located. Anybody and everybody's welcome to join in. We're collaborating, like I said, with the City of Oakland. City of San Jose is also working with us, and San Francisco and Marin. Let me show you a little bit about what the program is. This is a program that my student developed, so you have a little bit better picture of what we're providing. I'm sorry?
Our internet's kind of flaky, so it might not come up.
So this is an applet.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, we're going there. It's going to take a bit because what this does is the idea is that you'll see that you could type in your address and then it'll go to the server, which will go to the GIS site, pick off an image, and then ship it back. And at this speed, it may take a little bit of time. And it didn't do it.
That's an old laptop. We may have too old a version of Java. So see, it says not admitted. Do you know what version of Java?
Java 6.
Yeah, probably not on this box.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I have a picture in the PowerPoint that will... think so. Well,
so I have a little quick question.
Questions?
Uh-huh. So I'm wondering, I'm looking at like homes that are for sale. Do you think that at homes that are for sale,
uh-huh.
like, you know, the MLS data, at some point, if you could make this data available for people that are looking to purchase a home, like, you know, you look at square feet, maybe you can also see the square footage of roof space or the solar potential of a house that you're looking to purchase, then people might be interested in purchasing homes that have better solar power possibilities. And
Certainly once it's developed and you could type in your an address, and you don't have to be the owner to type in the address, and then you could get the solar potential like that. So but in terms of generating letters, right now, that's our eventual goal, is to be able to let people choose an option of either typing in their address and getting the information, or they send letters. So that should satisfy that requirement. Yeah.
If people know to go there.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, anybody's welcome to join in the project.
Can you tell us the name of the URL for the benefit of the podcast again? The project page was...
Sure. I have it.
I think it was solarenergy.dev.java.net.
I don't want to get it wrong, which I'll frequently get wrong if I don't.
So we'll just skip to the last slide, or...
There you go.
solarenergy.dev.java.net. All right. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Barry Levine, City of Oakland, Solar Energy Promotion.
Okay, thank you.
And coming up very quickly at 3 o'clock, we have Adam Bean, Underworld, the Java EE5 backend for Wonderland.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Check out more mini talks from Java 1 2008 at today.java.net/pub/ct/Java 1 Community Corner or subscribe to our feed with iTunes.